talked to you last night, so you'd have a better idea.
After I had some time to think about it.
After you got off the plane, you said, so.
Yeah.
Can you add more, maybe different perspective, or did you feel any differently about sort of what you were talking about yesterday?
Honestly, I probably don't. I can't remember what I said yesterday. You kind of got to ask me questions. I mean, I don't. You want me to just reflect on the season, or just?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, that's fine.
I mean, I still stand by a lot of what I said yesterday. You know, we had our team meeting, and you know, I would say the theme of that team meeting is just no more excuses. You know, just finding ways to, one, hold each other accountable, and two, being able to do that consistently. I think for the season as a whole, you know, we made some strides in the right direction. Sometimes it felt like we made strides, you know, three steps forward, and then sometimes we take two steps back, and it kind of felt like that the whole season. But I felt like we made some strides and just, you know, being optimistic and trying to build off of the positives of this year instead of focusing on the negatives.
I mean, that's a necessary first step, right, in building. I know that you were visibly frustrated at times after games, talking about playing hard and all that kind of stuff. But you need that as a team, right, to set a foundation.
Well, be optimistic.
Play hard, you know.
Well, yeah, for sure. You know, just thinking negatively, you know, it's not going to take us anywhere that we want to go. It's just going to continue to hold this process of moving forward even longer. So a lot of guys are feeling confident about heading into the off season, putting in the work, doing what it takes to prepare ourselves to put ourselves in the best position for the next season. And ultimately, that's just win games.
Were there too many excuses or too many quote-unquote just good enough comments in here for your liking or that mindset? You know what I mean?
I mean, I feel like from it just based off the perspective of who you're asking, you know, from my perspective, it's there were too many excuses. You know, a lot of would have, should have, could have. And I understand that, you know, we're in a process of building. You know, I can't be naive and expect, you know, to be 15-1 and 16-0, even though we all would like to be that. But I got to be realistic and just ultimately just try to bring my competitive drive and, you know, try to share my perspective around the locker room as best as I can.
What do you guys have to do to go from a team that almost won a lot of games to a team that actually gets the job done? What's the biggest factor in that, do you think?
Just the details and things. You know, whether that's on the field or off the field, just, you know, I try to spread the, you know, the bigger the sacrifice, the greater the reward is. What are you willing to give up to be successful? And that's something that we all got to ask ourselves. What are we willing to give up? You know, it's hard to win games in this league, and it's hard to do it consistently. And it takes a lot of sacrifice to get to that point.
Ultimately, I guess, like you said, it comes down to winning the division and making the playoffs. So based on what you've seen from this team this year and what you know of this team, will you guys be a playoff team next year?
I mean, you got to just take it one day at a time. I think that's the best way to go about it. Is, you know, you can't look too far ahead. You know, you got to do it one step in front of the other. And that's the approach that I'm taking to this offseason, trying to you know, get better with my game and perfect my craft and find ways of how I can improve to help this team. And I think that's a individual step that each person in this locker room has to make. And so, you know, I'm not going to sit here and guarantee playoffs, but if we do things the right way and if we go about it the right way, I feel like we have a really good chance.
What was the message you thought for certain guys, they needed to hear that?
I think so. I thought his message was right on point, you know. It's either we're going to be serious about this or we're going to just continue to pretend. And, you know, I'm not in, you know, the field of being a pretender. You know, if we want to win games, we got to do what's necessary to win games. And whether that's sacrificing certain things, whether that's doing more than usual, spending the extra time. I think those are the necessary things that we're going to have to do if we want to go to where we say we want
to
go.
Jermaine, to kind of to that point a little bit, do you, I mean, obviously we've all talked about the low expectations everybody outside had for you guys. Did that, in a sense, create, you know, kind of what Todd was talking about, the excuse of, oh, hey, we played so-and-so well. We did, you know what I mean, but it wasn't enough. Did that kind of plays a little bit into maybe some guys fell into that trap? Like, hey, we're overachieving, even though we didn't win.
Right. You know I mean, I think that is definitely a trap. I mean, outside sources, you guys, the expectation of us going 0-16 and we're winning, and we win five games, and it almost kind of feels like a pat on the back, but it's a false reality. It's a false sense of confidence because ultimately we are 5-11, and that's not going to cut it in this league. And so, you know, I think it's important to understand, you know, the teams, when you do make the playoffs, when you do win the Super Bowl and you start all over, you know, the team starts back over, but those expectations stay there. And I think that's something, you know, as we continue to go, and hopefully when we continue to win games, guys will start to understand that, you know, it does changes the field of play. So I think that's something that we can't, you know, fall into that trap of thinking this was success because we went because we surpassed the 0-16 expectation, because in reality we are 5-11 and we missed the playoffs, and that's not where we want
to
be.
Is that a natural step for a team this young, though, to sort of learn to not make excuses, or is it something that you wish had happened sort of earlier in this process?
You know, I think it kind of goes hand in hand with just, you know, just growing in maturity. You know, we have a real young team, and there's guys that, you know, got to do some growing up and some maturing, and I think as that process continues, I think it will continue to get better with it.
What was it like making $100,000 on that last catch?
I tell you, I wasn't going to let go of that ball.
Were you aware that when the ball was coming to you that was on the line there?
I mean, I'm not going to say I wasn't aware. I'm not going to say I was aware.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's fine. No one really is going to hold it against you. The objective is to make money in this world, right?
Right. Right. If you knew what you had on the line for that last catch, you'd probably do the same thing.
I wonder what Gronk was thinking.
It would mean a lot
no
more
targets in the first half.
Yeah, that's got to be rough.
Where does that catch rank in favorite catches of your career?
About
the Super Bowl one.
Nah, that one doesn't even make the top five, top ten. I mean, it was nice, but there's a lot more catches that were at our head.
You need the Super Bowl catch to make the top five, yeah. Compared to yesterday.
Michael Bennett said he's not sure if he'll be back in Seattle. Would you like to see him here with you?
Mike B's an interesting guy. That's my dude. I don't know his situation over there in Seattle. I don't even know their situation over there and all. You know, they're dealing with their things, and each team goes through it. Each team has a time and period where they are. I mean, you could call it rebuilding or, you know, figuring things out. He's one hell of a player. He's one of the top D linemen in the league, and so if the opportunity shows up, I mean, who knows?
It's going to be weird for you to figure out what to do because you're usually getting ready for
a
game.
I got a lot of time on my hands, so I kind of got to figure out what I got to do with it. I'll just hang out with my family, spend time with my daughter, and go from there.
You think Bennett would be a fit? Mike Bennett would be a fit in the system here in their defense?
I mean, we could sit here and play what is. You know, we got to, when that time comes and if that opportunity presents itself, I feel like we're kind of getting further conversation with that. I mean, I like Mike B as a person. I think he's a great person. I had a really good relationship with him. So.